You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder and chief automation officer of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business marketing automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers for your small business and enterprises. In this episode, I'm welcoming Yovana Vunich, the founder of Bumper Leads, a marketing automation agency that helps businesses simplify and automate their sales and marketing systems to save them time and money. She is on a mission to help business owners fall in love with their business again. And what's equally as important and special for me is that Yovana was one of the first mentees of mine. She enrolled in my mentorship program in its incipient stages, and she details what life was before the program, during the program, and afterwards. And there's a few things I want you to pay special attention to is the mindset that that she had that forced her, or I should say that elicited her initial outreach, as well as pay attention to the goal that she had set. When she initially reached out to me, she's like, if you could just help me do X, Y, and Z. And once you bookmark those two things towards the end, compare and contrast that to where she is now. And the beauty of Yovana's story is you see the transformation. You see it. Right. Somebody who came in with this expectation and left with that expectation times five, times 10. And one of the things here at Automation Bridge and everything that we do is our mission is to restore choice. We want you to have the ability to choose whether you want to work with that client or not, whether you want to work that day or not. And what Yovana was able to do with her choice was decide on whether she wanted to stay home and work, or be a digital nomad and explore the world while working digitally. So after years of working with clients on business growth and marketing, she has now developed her own unique six-step system designed to achieve real growth for clients. And it's called the Bumper Blueprint. I love the name of it. And it's her signature process. So she's going to detail how she reached this point all in today's podcast today, because we have none other. So I won't call her by her official name. I've given her a name, and it is Yovana the Great. Okay. And she's going to come in and give you the no holds, honest truth pathway of her business and success. You know, life before the mentorship program, life during and life after, because I want to be real. I want to give you all a full comprehensive view of what the transformation looks like. So that's what we're going to do for the next hour. I'm going to go ahead and add Yovana. Let me see here. Ah, Yovana, welcome to the podcast. We're going to start recording in a minute. All right. It looks like we're good. Everything is streaming well. Everything is on. So we'll just get right into it. Yovana, welcome to the live recording of the All Systems podcast. For those of you listening on the podcast audio, I'm recording this before a live studio audience. It's our automation building workshop that we run throughout the year, and they are in here locked and loaded listening, and you get to listen as well, but we're live. Yovana, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad to be here with you, Chris, and it's a dream come true, I have to say.
Yes. I still remember our first call, because it was the first time that I launched my program And you were actually the first one that scheduled a call. And then after you was Matthias and everyone else joined that first.
I do remember, Chris. I do remember actually reaching out to you 2 months before you actually started anything.
Yes.
And I remember browsing through ActiveCampaign. And I think you were one of the testimonials back then when they had this old website. Like, okay, I need to check out Automation Bridge. And so I went in and I really enjoyed reading everything that you said. It was spot on. It was exactly the values that I shared. And I was thinking, well, will this person be interested in, you know, teaching me? And so I just, you know, took some courage and I approached you. I emailed you, cold outreach. And you emailed me back, I would say, within 48 hours. And you said, that's a very interesting idea. Let me explore that and I'll come back to you.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I really, I go back to that time because it was a very special time for me that year is I've left my corporate career. So I can tell you a bit about me if you want to.
Let's start there. And I want to put a bookmark in the courage that it took to reach out. We're going to come back to that. We'll just put a little pause there. But yeah, give everybody some insight on your humble beginnings, Giovanna. You know, did you grow up and you had the entrepreneurial spirit just embedded in you from a baby? Did you acquire it somewhere else? What was that journey like for you?
I, as you can tell, I have an accent. I am originally from Serbia. And so as a young kid, maybe about 10 years old, I always had an entrepreneurial spirit. I didn't know that that was entrepreneurial spirit, but I remember my very first sale was, I think we were on summer holidays and I was bored and I had some posters, you know, when you used to collect. I had Vanilla Ice, MC Hammer. And I thought, you know, I've got all these posters. Can I sell one and just buy myself ice cream because I really want ice cream? And we lived in a village area where it wasn't really that, you know, there was no people. Like it's just 4 or 5 houses and you have to drive to get to another destination. But out of the blue, there's a kid on the bike that comes. I've never seen him before. And he's like, oh my God, I love Vanilla Ice. How much? I'm like, oh, 75 cents. Yeah, that's how much my ice cream is. And he bought it. And that was my first sale.
Wow.
And since then, I've always been interested in business. I studied business. So I lived, my family migrated to New Zealand in 95. And I studied business, but I always thought it was hard to start a business. So I ended up actually working for big corporations. And I worked for a lot of companies like Vodafone, IT, like Hewlett-Packard. Maybe that was big back in the 90s, before the Compaq merger. And I worked in the procurement and supply chain area for 12 years. And procurement supply chain area is an interesting, if any of your listeners have worked in the procurement supply chain area, but it's all about mitigating risks, being efficient, saving money. Cost savings was big. That's where our KPIs were. And so I saw that a really a natural fit for automations, thinking about using technology to help us, as you say, execute a marketing strategy. What does that mean? How do we do that? And technology does save a lot of our time if we know how to use it smartly. So what really attracted me to marketing automation is the fact that I was a natural fit, but I didn't know what marketing automation was. There was a gut feel about this industry. And I think it was just, it's still emerging, isn't it? It's still evolving.
Yeah, it's just getting started. Yep.
Yeah. And so my idea for starting a Bumper Leads was actually born when I bought my first business. So that's the other entrepreneurial spirit that I had. I was one of my jobs. I used to change jobs every year. I don't know why. The longest job I've ever stayed in was 4 years and I was made redundant. And then I find another job and within 3 months I get made redundant. And it was always easy for me to find jobs. Procurement was very up and coming profession, but I really didn't enjoy it. So I was really bored in a few of these jobs and I thought, what can I do? Well, I could buy a business. I don't know how many people think about that, but I could buy a side hustle. And this is, 2014, 13. I don't think a lot of people were back then thinking about having two businesses or two revenue streams, if you will. So I bought a business that fit my supply chain experience, but I had no passion or desire for the product. It was a very much a commercial transaction. So it was myself and my sister actually that got in, but we found a business that was doing about $1 million in turnover. It was a national business in Australia. And we found there are some tricks and hacks you can do when buying a business, but we ended up buying this business for nothing. It was maybe $10,000 we spent.
Wow.
And they had no online presence. And so I said, okay, well, this is what we can do to improve the business. So there was about $40,000 worth of stock, warehouses in different states in the parts of Australia where we live. And I ended up renovating the business and flipping this business in 18 months.
Wow.
And I did some automation hacks in there, but I didn't think about that as a profession either.
Yep.
So I implemented some things where it hit me really in terms of the power of automation is when I was able to, my business was very much 80% wholesale and I had to hire some staff, sales staff to go and door knock bars and restaurants and sell what I was selling was liquor, alcohol, which I never drank, to tell you the truth. I've never tasted tequila in my whole life before I bought the business. Anyway, I had to hire these people, but then I learned about this concept of using your website, having a lead magnet, collecting the leads. And I thought, okay, let's do that. Within the first week, I think I had 50 organic leads come in. I had one person who is a famous, famous sports person here in Australia. I didn't even know he was a famous sports person. And he bought 6 bottles of this product that is unique to us at the time. And he loves this product so much. And he spent like $300. And for me, it's like, whoa, somebody who doesn't know me just spent $300 and I didn't have to go and hire. What else could I do with this? And so I ended up running a little launch. You know, you send the 3 emails. I had some beer that I had to get rid of. So I was able to clear stock with just 3 or 4 emails and a very small database of people. That was like, whoa, I need to know how I can amplify this. I need to know how I can do more with this. When I sold the business, a lot of the new buyer was just not interested in knowing these concepts. And he didn't really progress with the business. The business is still there, but it just hasn't moved anywhere. That's something that I was like, oh, that's frustrating. And so when I started Bumper Leads, which is the existing business with providing automation, so it's that frustration that I have that I want to help these businesses improve. And my vision was that I want to help them fall in love with their business again.
I love it. I love it. And you know, as I'm listening to your story and you explain it, you see process all through it. You know, like you are very process oriented, details, right? Always looking at the details and then results focused. You know,
yes.
Like, okay, we're doing this. There's an opportunity here. How can we take this and get it there? You know, and what I see, Yvonne, it's amazing is that it's raw talent, right? Raw skills. And because automation is not marketing automation or sales automation or anything like that, it wasn't a thing growing up. You didn't hear about it. You know, you tell people about it now and they still don't really quite understand everything that it is. So it's like you have this raw skill and this raw talent and have no idea how valuable it is. And then you walk into a space, because I was the same way as an engineer. I had all these skills and I was like, where else do these skills transfer? You know, like what other industries, what other areas would this be good in? And I couldn't figure it out. And I stumbled upon this and I said, oh, my gosh, I'm like natural. This is what I was meant to do. And I see I've there's people in the in this workshop that I've talked to, and I have to tell them that. So I know you don't know this, but you're this is natural. This is like what you do, and you don't even realize it. Welcome. Welcome to your, you know, your new career that you didn't know that you would excel in beyond anything that you've ever done. So it's always fascinating to hear that, because all of our journeys are very similar. We just arrive at different times and at different levels. So to see you, you are over here, you know, buying businesses, working in procurement, switching jobs every year or so. I was over, you know, in America working this corporate job, trying to figure out what am I doing with my life, you know. And then you find automation, you find this space. And then once you find it, you realize, oh my gosh, this is it. And then you take all of the pain that you experience and the frustration that you witnessed and say, you know what? Let me not be selfish. I could learn this for myself and just go and be successful. But yeah. How can I help empower these other businesses, these other people to do the same? So great. It always good to hear it. Every time you tell the story, I pick up something different. to hear it. So let's talk about, you know, you get to the point Bumper Leads is in existence, and you know, you have a good idea, you know, of what you want to do. I believe. Yeah. Because when we met, you could talk about the desire, and you knew marketing automation was it. Now with that bookmark that we placed in, talk about that process of seeing it and saying, you know what, I'm just going to reach out. I'm going to reach out because I think I need to figure out how to do this thing better, or whatever the case was. What was that experience like?
Yeah, I even during that first business that I had, I knew that I couldn't really do it alone. So I always had this, I'm a big believer in investing in your education. Yeah. And I've hired coaches. I think I've spent at the time over $60,000. And you don't know that. It's just
easily, normal. Right?
Yeah. It's easy, yeah. And one investment that I made, being a procurement supply chain professional, you don't really have the marketing hat on. So you're really much a risk averse, and you don't take risks. For me, taking a risk was scary. It was just unimaginable. I had debt. You know, I don't have kids, but I can imagine people with families, it would be even more shocking. And I was like, what am I missing out? I could just take this risk. It's easy for me. I can just do it. And so I launched into that business, buying a business, because I thought it was easier to buy customers rather than find customers for an idea, only because I did the assessment and maybe the cost benefit analysis. Mm-hmm. But essentially, when I came across marketing automation, is that when I looked at all the marketing and the top funnels and website design, SEO and paid advertising, this general field of marketers out there, I didn't fit right with all of these specific disciplines. Yeah. But I saw that marketing automation covered. You had to know all of these disciplines, and then you had to know the process side and looking at the business as a product so that you can move that customer from every stage in that bucket of the product.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, how do you move the stranger and convert them into a customer? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the processes that go behind that. And you look at the process as a bucket, as a product. So I knew that instinctively. And then when I came across, I think I was reading one or two of your blog posts, and I thought, okay, this guy shares the same values as me. You know, he's looking at it at the helicopter view, which is what I'm used to doing. Yeah. I need to know how I can do the same here for Australia. And when I reached out to you, it was not too scary, but it was different because I've never had to cold outreach a mentor before.
Yeah.
And I really, really wanted you to say yes. And you didn't say yes. And I was like, okay, you don't have anything. So I'll just wait. And I'm a big believer in the universe or something is out there, you know, driving or, you know, kind of like a puppet moving the strings for us. Mm-hmm. And I think you came at the right time. It was a perfect time. My husband came in, I think it was almost that week. He came in and he said, I want to quit my job. I'm sick of it. You know, you need to help with these Bumper Leads. I'm going to help you, but you need to within 6 months, you and I need to like do something. And so on a Friday, you emailed me back and you said, okay, I'm ready. Let's book that call and let's have a chat. And so because I'm in Australia and I think you're in Chicago, mm-hmm. you still there in Chicago?
Yep. I'm still here.
Then I thought, okay, I'll book that time, but it's, you know, it was 5 a.m. I think my time, and it was 2 p.m. Chicago.
After lunch.
You know, I didn't go and complain. I didn't do any. I was like, no, this is really, this is me. Lucky. I'm lucky to have this time with you. Mm-hmm. Once we had the conversation, I think you were just, it was within 20 minutes. I made the decision. I want to work with you. And I think, yeah, I'm trying to think back. We started maybe within 2 weeks or something.
Yeah. We started
fairly. And we had five people that were interested at the time. Yep. It was just an idea. And then Matthias and I were 100% in developing your idea.
Yep. And then it just grew from there. And one of the things that I remember is, you know, from my side, I went into this, had this big grand vision. Oh, I'm going to show them everything, you know, this, this, and that. And my mentor warned me on that approach. He said, Chris, scale back. Said, don't give them too much. Don't scare them away. Have your content planned out, but also keep your ear open to where they're at and what they want. And it's that saved me, Yovana. You maybe I haven't told you all this, but that saved me because I was ready to record the entire thing, put it in a platform and just give it, you know. And under my mentorship's advice, my mentor's advice, he says, no, do this live, get understand where they're at, the feel for it, and then modify and adjust. So as we had every call, it was right. You guys would ask questions and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm glad I didn't record this one because we really need to talk about this, you know.
Perfect advice. I remember you were always sharing some good gold nuggets from your business coach. I was like, who is that guy? Because he comes up with the most cleverest things. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. And you see it, right? Yovana, you see the consistent thread that ties all successful people together throughout every industry is that willingness to be uncomfortable, invest in yourself to grow, right? I think a lot of times people try to hold on to what they have so that they can keep this and get more. And it doesn't work like that. You know, you've got to open up so that more can be put in your hand. You know, you can't keep it and then just say, okay, just put it in this hand and let me keep this and let me just figure out what to do with this. You got to let it go. And part of that letting go is some of our mental stuff. So talk about that. I remember we had a few calls where it wasn't even about the technology or even the process, really. It was really like the mindset around even pricing. I remember us discussing pricing. And at the time, I think it was like $100 you were charging for like a consultation and you were going all in with these consultations. I was like, whoa, Yovana, that's like a full session. You're like, no, but they won't pay this. So talk about some of the mental shifting that took place for you as you navigated through the curriculum.
Because I've actually never worked in an agency environment or having to sell any services, you know. So I'm used to selling a product, a physical product. You know what the margin, you know what the costs are, you know how much you're going to get at the end of the day. Everything's calculated. With the services, it's all about value. And I am, you know, my mindset issue was, well, who am I? You know, who am I to be selling marketing automation? You know, why should people buy from me? I am, you know, just nobody. that's pretty much what I was thinking at the time. And I've never really... I don't call myself a software engineer, but I felt as if you had to be a website designer, website developer. You had to have this label against you so that you can call yourself a marketing automation expert. And I was so happy and glad to be like really guided by you because you gave me so much confidence. And it was almost on a weekly basis we would meet.
Yeah.
And I would go to these business networking events and people would be so impressed with me. And then I would tell them, and they said, how much will it be to, I even had people call me and said, no one has done this for me, because I used to review people's websites. And they would call me and said, oh my God, you're amazing. I really want to work with you. And I tell them the price. Ah, okay. So I'm like, okay, well, let's do this. Let me think about it.
Yep. Yep.
So I thought, okay, I need to know what I'm doing here. So the price, that product market fit that you talk about, is real, you know, it's real. And that is a constant, constant thing you have to measure and think and learn and get feedback all the time. And, you know, I was, you know, I just said, yes, I'm going to say yes to every single opportunity that came in, whether they'll pay $100 for this project or they'll pay $10,000 for this project. I just said, I need to learn how to do this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get some, I call them confidence calluses. I'm going to get calluses of confidence. So let me just do this project. And if I hate it, I'm going to learn from it. It's going to be a positive anyway. There's nothing negative in this whole process.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, I had some bad apples or bad clients along the way. And you have all these, I think you had coined the term, you know, client bruises. We have client bruises.
Yeah. Oh, man. So many.
So I call them calluses. Yeah. So I've got these calluses that are built in with the confidence. And I remember you doing a lot of these videos, Facebook Lives, or we used to be on Facebook before you were on that Mighty Networks.
Yep.
And I think I saved some videos. I go back and I listen to them. Yep. And it's all about confidence. It's all about mindset. And you said one thing that really struck out was when I made my big sale. I remember you talking me through we had a sales script.
Yep.
I went and I did my presentation, like a proposal, came back. I called you. I'm like, what else? This is what they said. And you said, no, stand firm. Tell them you're happy to be working. You know, you're like my Cobra Kai, you know, my sensei in this automation space.
Yeah.
And then I basically closed them on the day, and then I called you and I was so happy. And you said, Ivana, go for a walk. Don't do anything today. You have to celebrate this success. And that was my first, I think, $10,000 sale that I made. And that was within 2 months of working with you.
Yes.
So I was like, whoa, this is going to pay my bills. Pretty much. It's going to pay Chris. It's going to pay, you know, my next learning, my next lesson. And then you said in one of those things, you said, because of my mindset around who am I, my marketing, now that I had this confidence after selling my first project, my real, say, project, you said it's like coming out of the closet. You know, you need to. You're now. You know, you have proof. You have proof that you are the expert. Somebody has validated that idea for you, and it gave me another confidence callus that I can just earn. And along the way, I look back now, and I go, "Oh wow, 10,000 is just nothing. It's like, how can I get more?"
Yes, Yvonne, I love it because I remember it all vividly, and I'm glad you detailed what you do, because a lot of times, especially us who are techie and analytical and everything, we think that's it. If we could just figure out the mechanics, the building of the system and the execution, and it's so much more. Sometimes we can do all of that and then we limit ourselves, or we don't believe it, or we just don't know what to say at the time. I can't count how many times I've been in a room where I'm just like, I have no idea how to close this deal. You know, like the money is on the table and I'm like, I actually have never seen this amount of money at one time. And it's so easy. Like, I just have to show up and do like 3 hours worth of training and you're going to give me all of those tens of thousands. I remember that feeling and just wanting somebody to be like, okay, nope, stand firm. Just do this. Just do that. So when I have the opportunity to give that back, it's such a great thing. And then the flip side is, Yvonne, you listen, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's the perfect parody, right? I can speak and you cannot listen, or you can be ready to listen and I'm not saying anything. And it was that perfect balance that you say something, somebody hears it, trusts you, does it, and it produces results. And for me, you know, where else can you get that? So hard to find. So when you have it, hold on to it, you know, and squeeze it, get as much out of it as possible.
You have to. Yeah. Once you have an idea, another mentor of mine said, you have to Goya. Mm. I'm like, what's Goya? Get off your ass and do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Goya.
That's a good one. But I also remember, you know, being not non-techie, I remember you guiding me through my very first integration with WooCommerce and selling this WooCommerce thing where you said, you're ridiculous. You sold it for like $500. You know, she's getting like $10,000 worth of value. Like, I don't care. I just want to know. This is the first time I'm doing this. And we were on a live Zoom call and you're telling me, okay, you need to start, you know, start with the trigger and start with the tag. And I'm like, it must have been so painful for you to doing this. But I was very quickly thinking on my feet. I knew exactly how to fix the problem. And you said, oh my God, Ioana, you are one of the very, even software engineers can't figure things out that quickly to go and check that that is the cause of that, you know, not working.
Yep.
I was just so quickly thinking how I can solve this problem, how I can solve this problem. That's all that's how I was focused on that.
That's it. So, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's a big piece. It's a big piece to be affirmed in those areas because we can easily just gloss over that. Like, oh, figure that out. And it's like, whoa, whoa, no, pause. Let me put some context around this. You realize there's people who are paid professionals in these other industries that could not do what you just did. So again, it's the value of understanding the value of what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, because once you understand the value of it, and that's the other part into even pricing and showing up confidently in the marketplace, is it's one thing to, you know, like want to sell something, right? Want to make money. But when you understand the value of what you're doing, it's so much easier to produce and present it at the level that it is, regardless if it's perceived at that level.
Yes.
So nobody can come to you and say, well, I looked at everything you're doing. That's worth about $500. And you'd be like, oh, okay. You look at them like they're crazy. You're like, well, clearly you're not from this planet. So go back to where you came from.
Yeah. Another thing you used to say a lot is, you know, for me, I didn't have that relationship with the results because I've never had the result of implementing a successful job and have seen the outcome. I didn't have that confidence or value, like you said. I didn't know what my value, what my worth was. But once I started, even with the small gigs, you know, I got lucky with some of the clients, and you know, I produced some amazing results on people who have tried launching products themselves. They failed miserably. And when we helped them, they were able to make $25,000 on their first launch. And it all was very quickly and easy. And I'm like, this is not right. Why is it so easy for me to make money for other people like this? So once you get the formula going, you develop this, you know, signature process that you have for your own consultancy, your own, you know, once you become a service provider, a certified service provider, you get your own signature system going. And that's exactly what clients want to see at the end of the day. They want to see that you have a map to show them how you're going to take them from A to Z. That's all. They don't know. They don't care how you're going to do it. It's, it's just show them what.
Take me there. Take me there.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. So, the other thing that I like about, you know, your journey is that you were able to derive from my framework your own. And we saw it take place because you were like, okay, it's almost like training wheels, right? It's like, all right, just hold on to the bike. Show me how to do this thing. And then, you know, okay, you want to turn this way, then turn this way. And you're like, actually, I think I could turn that way. And I'm like, okay, that's not what I said, but hold on. I think you got that, you know, and you start to grow your own wings. And you started to identify the market and see things in the market and start to build based on the knowledge and everything, the confidence, the understanding of the value. And then you started to build that signature solution and it just took off from there. So I know one of the things when we first met for the program, you were talking about, I think it was a $10,000 a month was like one of the targets. And then once we accomplished that, it was to be a digital nomad. You know, you want to go and work from anywhere, because that's the beautiful thing. When you have that relationship with results, it helps your vision get bigger. And most people who have these small visions is because what they aspire, they've never experienced. One day I want to make $5,000, and they don't have that relationship with that. And then when you get it, the 5,000 says, okay, if this was nice, just you and me at 5,000, can we go get 10,000 and have a $5,000 and $10,000 party? And okay, 10,000's here, and you got a relationship with the 5 and 10, and they're like, can we go get 20? You know, and it's that level of growing and just not being complacent. So in that journey, you know, spoiler alert, you were able to achieve that. But tell me this. When you look back at it, what was that lever? What was the main, if you could, I know it's all connected, but what was the main lever that you were able to pull that helped you truly achieve that ability to say, okay, I've got a strong business. I'm going to travel the world now.
After 6 months, I think we just finished. It was a 6 month, wasn't it?
Yep.
I can't remember.
Yep.
Corey has pretty much, my husband Corey, who works in the business as well, he had it with the corporate career that he had, and he said, I'm quitting tomorrow and we have to do something. He's very different to me. As you know, I'm like a risk averse. I'll question things, I'll challenge things, I'll ask. I sometimes hesitate before I take action. Yeah. Feel like I need more information, more data before I make a decision. We had many conversations, Chris and I, around what we agree or disagree with something. Whereas Corey, he's like, he lives in the present. He's like, we're doing this. His idea was, let's pack up our bags and let's just travel. And I'm like, you're crazy. How am I going to do this? My business is just picking up. But it was something I really needed to do. And it took a month for us to pretty much advertise our home. And as you know, I have a cat as well. Yeah. Who and people, I used to go to a real estate agent and say, hey, I want to rent this house out, you know, fully furnished with a cat. And they need to pay me. And they go, no, no one's going to rent this out. And I'm like, really? So I put an ad. I use my marketing training from Chris. I put an ad out, and within a week, I find a perfect candidate, a prime renter who lives in the area, wants to stay in the area, divorced, and needs a place now. And he's like, oh, does the cat come with the, you know, I need some company. Yeah. And he pays the top rent. So once we got that was the trigger for us. For me, that was safety. That was like my risk of this uncertainty managed, because this financial risk is now gone. We packed our bags, just the bare minimum essentials. We had two suitcases and we said, okay, which country shall we visit? And I thought of Chiang Mai, you know, being very close, maybe an 8-hour flight from here. And it was also one of those digital nomad type of towns where you hear people on the podcasts talk about being in Thailand, working from Thailand. Yeah. A lot of agencies go there in Chiang Mai. And I thought, what is this place? Let's go and see it. It's amazing. It's amazing. So we decided, let's use Airbnb. We go on Airbnb, we book a month. And what I found is that when you book a month, you get extra discounts with Airbnb. You could get 50% off. And because we're traveling off season, you get more. And our budget was $1,500 for accommodation per month. $1,500 Australian. So what is that? Maybe $1,000 US a month. We were able to achieve that until we came to the US.
Yeah, it's a different beast out here.
Chicago and New York, no way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was our first destination within a month. And we loved it. It was like you wake up smiling every day, but you feel it's normal. Like you practice joy in your life. It's normal. And after going 3 months, our business was growing at the same time. And when we went to I can tell them Thailand. We went to Chiang Mai. We went to Vietnam. We went to Malaysia. We had to extend our stay in Malaysia because we were so busy with work. Our dining table was converted into office. And we had a system in place that we bring our suitcases. The first thing we do is set up the table, set up the desk. And it was our routine, our ritual, every country. And every country, you have to go and learn another language. And I love this variety that we had. I loved how it was, every day was such a different day. And you learned so much. And we met some amazing people. Like I posted on Facebook, I was in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. And someone that I used to work with from 10 years ago is getting married and he doesn't have anyone there. And I attended a Vietnamese wedding in Ho Chi Minh City. I'm like, whoa, would that be there if I said no to this opportunity? Mm-hmm. So I said, yes. And then we ended up being in Istanbul in Turkey. Mm. And people used to say, why are you going there? Is it safe? It was, I have to say, the safest place we've been all around the world. Yeah. I felt really, really, it's a really special place. And we also extended our stay because we were busy. But going from Malaysia to Istanbul, Istanbul was a winter, like it was 0 degree. What is your temperatures in Fahrenheit? We went from being super hot in a t-shirt to having to wear. So then I had to learn, if you want to be a digital nomad, pick your seasons, you know. You're going to wear a t-shirt every day. Make sure you go to these places. So it was winter. But that's when I felt a bit burnt out. By it all. And I felt, okay, when you feel a bit burnout, maybe I need to get some coaching. And there was somebody that I met who was able to coach me through the volume of work, someone in Australia locally that could get help me with labor and subcontractors. So you kind of still need to network at the same time. You need to be hustling and thinking, even though the travel is this, it's not as luxury as people tend to make it sound, but it is definitely a lot of work. But the weekends, you have fun. You have fun on the weekends.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Istanbul, I get a call, Chris, I think from Active Campaign when you were working there. And that's when they said, hey, we're running this Activate conference. And, you know, you're one of the consultants here in Australia. We would love for you to come and, you know, present. I'm like, whoa. Where did this come from? Was Chris behind this? No, he wasn't. Chris
didn't know about it. Yep.
And this opportunity, I'm like, yes, let's do it. Where is it? Chicago in June. I'm like, I didn't budget for this, but yeah, I'm doing it. I'm locking this in. It's once in a lifetime opportunity. And so from Istanbul, we went to Greece, Romania, Serbia, Chicago, New York, and New Zealand. And we also visited other European countries on our previous trip. So we just wanted to go to places we haven't been before. But everywhere we went, the internet was awesome. It was better than Australian internet. Even American, US, we had the best internet in Asia. 100 megabytes per second was like our normal speed. Makes a big difference when you're a digital nomad.
Yes. And I was looking, I forgot about Activate. I was trying to find a picture and I think I found one. This was good because, and I don't know if it'll show on camera, but this was, bring it over. This is your mama right there. So to be able to share a stage with you, it was like full circle. Nobody at Active Campaign knew that I had been mentoring you. And at the same time, they're like, this is one of our best consultants in Australia. And I was just tight lipped. I said, oh, what's the name? Yvonne. I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, so I really didn't have anything in any hand in that, but to have you come and share the stage, it was like, wow, it was so amazing because, again, I know the before and after.
Yes. Right?
And I know where you were at beforehand and how you're thinking then now. And one of the things when you talk about being a digital nomad, one of the mission statements for Automation Bridge, and I shared this in the workshop, is restoring choice. right? Giving people the choice. And that's what you had. Once you had these systems in place, revenue was starting to come in much more predictable than before. You say, you know what? I do want to travel. You know, let's go and set up. And the beauty is, as you were traveling, the business was growing to the point where you had to get help. So these are the things that I want people to understand when it comes to systems, is that they just keep going. They just keep going. And any time that it takes to learn how to do it and how to build it is time well invested, because it pays you back on the back end.
Yes. Right.
A lot of people think about the money. But if you put, let's just say, 15 hours into a system and it's working, 1 year, 2 years later, that system is going to pay you back hundreds of hours and dollars.
Exactly. I still use the same system from day one with the first customer.
Yep.
I just changed the product, but the system is the same.
Right.
And now, you know, I'm looking to introduce more, but you know, it's not something that I also see other business owners make mistakes of, offering too much, getting things complicated. Once you get almost expert-like with technology, we work with SaaS companies now, and I'm doing like some massive integrations, custom CRM integrations. You wouldn't think I'd be doing that my day one. But, you know, even these, you know, guys who are technically savvy can overcomplicate simple things that you need in order to scale your business. So, but the other thing I wanted to mention is that if you look back, I'm not sure whether you still have my 12-month goals, you know, at the beginning, if you're still asking your guys to, your students to fill in the 12 months. But one of those 12 months was my dream to go to Chicago and meet you within 12 months.
Yes, yes.
And I did that. I didn't even think about that, but I did. It just happened. The universe, you know, you put your ideas to the idea fairies, and the fairies make it happen. There you go.
This was so amazing because I did remember that. And when you were here, I actually, this was during the day, and I left the office. I said, there's no way. We met at, I think it was Goddess and the Baker on Wabash. And I said, there's no way that I am going to miss this opportunity. Yovana is in Chicago. This has to happen. So to have this moment and have a picture with you, we locked it into eternity. And I think what's more than anything about this picture, and those of you listening to the podcast, this is a picture of Yovana and I in a restaurant. And the great thing about this is just the journey. You know, it was mutually enjoyable, and you start to build relationship personally and professionally to where this it gives purpose to you. Right. Like this was purposeful for me to meet you, to hug you, to hear your voice in real life, you know, like to get that real life experience. And I think it's really what's missing today, what's needed. Everybody is so quick to throw solutions and try to monetize, you know, on people's ignorance, just that true, the true guidance. Right. Like this is mentorship. You want somebody who is invested in you. You know, not okay, your business go out. All right, Yovana, have fun. But it's like, no, you know, we've been in Yovana. You've been one of the main businesses that I've been able to refer business to. You know, so people come in and they're like, hey, we're trying to do this. And I'm like, oh, I don't do that. But I have somebody, you know, and to have that trusted resource, because I can trust you with the framework. I know that you're not going to cut corners and skip steps. And it just helps. It just helps provide so much more value to the space. So as we wrap up, tell me this. You all get to get caught up right along with me. Where is Bumper Leads at now? You've gone through so many transitions. You've gone through so many growth stages. Oh, one quick story I want to share. I remember there was a time when, and I'm sharing these things for you all to get a comprehensive view of what mentorship looks like, what the journey looks like. We had one time I remember where the system was working, right? Yovana, the system was going in, and the particular one that we put in place, it ended, because these were higher tickets, it ended with a phone call with you. So you were on the phone call and you kept telling me, you know, we're on these calls and you're like, I get nervous. I lock up. And the calls weren't going well. And I remember, I didn't know that you had a twin sister at the time. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Can she fill in? for the call? And it was just like one of those things. Who could plan something like that? You know, this is literally a twin sister. They wouldn't know the difference. And that way you don't have the pressure of saying, no, she can be that, you know, that sales force for you. So just a funny story to share with everyone. It's not all about finding solutions in technology. Sometimes it's literally right in your house. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. That woman looks just like you. Who's that? You know?
Another goal we could have is, you know, have you meet Milena, my twin sister.
Yeah. So that's our collective next goal.
Yes.
That I meet the both of you. That's a good one. We'll put
and
that
come to Australia.
Yeah. Yes. I'll gather up the courage. Everybody's been telling me that the creatures won't kill me. So I'm slowly starting to believe it, and I will make my way out. But no, as we finish up, tell us what you're up to now. Bumper Leads is it. I think it's safe to say you're one of the leading companies in Australia with delivering the service of marketing automation. So what does that look like for you now? What's the team size look like? What are you up to?
Well, I'm a big believer in growing slow and steady. Mm-hmm. I don't have that desire that you have to scale straight away, like a year. I still feel like I'm a student. I need to learn things. Yeah. Technology changes almost every month.
Yes.
And there's always a new tool, always something new to learn. And so my big thing now at Bumper Leads is officially, I would say, as a company, mm-hmm. we were going 4 years. But before, when I was working with you more, I would see myself more of a freelancer, not so much of a CEO, if you will.
Yeah.
So now I have big, you know, responsibilities. We have six people, you know, there's six people working here. We are in the middle of launching our own workshops in Australia. And that was before COVID. We were going to do some physical workshops.
Yep.
And, you know, we have this presence in Australia where other digital marketing agencies are coming to us. And they want help. What is this marketing automation? But, you know, most of them would try it out and then they would just give up.
Mm.
So a lot of the businesses now coming from these agencies who don't have the time to implement or the desire to do the implementation. Yep. And my big thing is to make marketing automation simple. And I want to think simple, like how can we make things so simple? Usually the word marketing automation can just turn somebody into a pretzel because it's just so confusing and overwhelming. And if you are a business owner who is not that tech savvy and you meet somebody who just keeps tech, it can be very scary for people. So my whole goal in Bumper Leads is to make that automation process very simple. So that's what we specialize in, making automation simple. It can be in any business. We've worked with e-commerce, SaaS companies, a lot of service type of businesses, coaches, consultants. And I find the same formula works in every business.
Yeah.
As we scale, I feel the staff, like the talent pool that is out there, is definitely a challenge. It's not very abundant, like let's say you find a WordPress developer, or you'll hire a WordPress developer that you think will know automation, but it's a completely different skill set. So that's another challenge, and I'm hoping that Chris will be able to, help through the process of certification, is to be able to help, have a breed of these automation, certified automation providers who are ready to take a project, because the demand is out there.
Oh my goodness, it's so big. And I'm glad you said web developer, because, you know, these are some of the people that are closest to the gold. Right. They have the technical chops. They often have a book of clients. And if they could just learn the automation side of it. They don't understand how much more they can do, you know, how much more they can get for a retainer, how much more they can charge. And not just web developers, just anybody, digital marketing professionals in general. Once you know what you need, you realize it's not a lot of options out there, right? Mm-hmm. Once you come into the knowledge, like, okay, I'm not sold on just a funnel anymore. I don't want just a landing page and a sales page and tripwires, all of the jargon. I want a true customer experience. And then you go out in the market and you look for that. It is hard. It's hard to find it. So I am glad to say I would, if any of you are in Australia or beyond, I know you're not geographically based in your services. You serve the entire world. Mm-hmm. But any of you are looking for, well, I wonder who Chris would approve. Yvonne has I'm virtually putting a stamp here on the video. But yeah, this is a stamp of approval. And the biggest thing is you're never too deep in water by yourself, because you always have access to me, right?
Yeah,
you always have access to the community. Say, hey, look, we're looking at this. What's happening out there? How are you guys solving this problem? So
you're the secret weapon, Chris.
Yeah, right. And I just keep equipping you all, right? I give you everything. I don't hold back and say, well, that'll be another $1,000 if you, you know. Yes. So last question. So initially we knew we were at $100 an hour. And if I could just make $10,000 in a month, that was the initial goal, right? And that seemed so insurmountable at the time. Now, fast forward a few years now, what is your revenue goals? What size are they now, Yvonne?
Our revenue goals. So we have, if you look at your active, recurring, and passive, so which is something that Chris is very much teaching you as part of the lessons, was to develop, you know, reduce the amount of time you're spending in your active. Yeah. So active, I'm still wearing the strategy and sales hat. I'm still doing that type of active sales. But, you know, I have to say that the help of passive and recurring income, recurring is coming through monthly support, and passive is coming through software sales so far. And I want to grow that baby to be a bit more. But 30% is coming from these so far, and 70% is still active. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the revenue is now, you know, my goals are that we hit 700,000. So it's like just a number now. It's not a scary number, but for me, it's how do we grow beyond that so that we can help as many business owners as possible. That's the vision that I have now.
Yes, I love it. I love the big numbers because remember, anybody that I'm connected with, a big number means big help. Yvonne's not saying 700,000 because I want to buy this big house on the hill in Australia and get away from everybody and I won't have to look at people. No, there's so much goodwill. There's so much you know.
I still live in the same house. I still drive my Suzuki Swift, a little car. you know, I look like a normal person. But I was just saying to Corey, my husband, when we had breakfast the other day, how life feels peaceful. You have this inner peace. There is no stress or anxiety. Yeah. When is the next paycheck going to come? And that's something that, you know, that uncertainty that you've managed through having the structure of the passive, the recurring, but also having your brand in the marketplace. Yes. That helps. Yes. That helps. So building a brand is, it's not just about making this buck today. You know, you want to be thinking about the long term, and the branding is where it, you know, you have the equity and people find you. We had the funny story is we had one of our really, really good clients. Most of our clients are now with us for 3 years. I would say very, very slow, very low number is leaving or not coming back or not renewing with us. And so this one client particularly loves us. They're going to do a video. We have a new website coming up. And so we had the other client that loves us get a call from somebody who is looking for help in the CRM. And these people don't know each other, but they all recommended Bumper Leads at the same time. And then another person I met at a conference, I think I was at Entrepreneur Conference, they also got the call from the same person saying, who do you recommend? Yovana from Bumperlitz. And that's what the power of branding is. And you need to do more of that.
Yep. Yep. Great story, Yovana. Thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. I know everybody has heard this multiple times, but just to make sure we're clear, if they want to find out more about you, Bumperlitz, look at your services, get some help, where should they go?
Oh, you know, our website, you can go to bumperlitz.com. And we are also on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I think Twitter, but we're not really big on Twitter. I think it's more in the US that Twitter is big. But Instagram is definitely where we like to play.
Great, great. Well, all of the links to your handles and the website will be in the show notes, everybody. automationbridge.com/podcast. Yovana, again, thank you. Thank you for coming on to the podcast and just giving a honest insight. Honest insight into the journey, you know, the what's required to start it, how to sustain it, and then how to scale from it. So I am eternally grateful for you choosing me to be a mentor and invest in. And thank you for coming on to the podcast and distilling your wisdom and knowledge to the audience.
Thanks for having me. I'm so grateful. I can't really describe that in words of working with you and having this access that I have with you. And I think anyone that's considering, they'll be mad if they don't sign up. Honestly, it's one of the best things I've done. And I've invested now over $150,000 in mentorship, in coaching. Yep. And I have to say, I've been with Chris for since day one. And this guy is real deal. Yep. He is the best in the business, and I highly recommend. And I'm so grateful too. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Yovana. We're connected. You're in the community. We'll catch up. In fact, stay on for a little bit so we can do the post-show catch up. Let me just say goodbye to the folks. But thanks for coming on, Yovana. All right, everybody, that was that. I cut her off a little bit. I'm sorry, Yovana, I hit the button too quick, but we'll figure it out on the back end. Thank you all for attending, being a guest, live studio audience for this podcast. And again, we're nearing the end of the workshop. So this weekend, this is our a bunch of hours of power this weekend, okay? I need you all to go into overdrive. If you haven't completed your worksheets yet, please do so. This is for my review, but more so for you. Do the work. As you, Yovana is a witness. This is a real person. You saw the picture. I didn't make this up. She put in the work and got the output. And once you get the output, it's just a matter of taking the right steps to scale it. So I want you all to do the right thing. Remember what I say to you all the time, the right thing. If you do the right thing the right way, the only difference is the time. It's a time factor for all of you. So the right thing, the right way in time will produce the right result. And that's what we're looking for. So make sure, Dr. Charlotte, you're welcome. Saltman, good to see you. Adam, thanks for jumping on. Dion, always good. Make sure you guys go in the group right now. We posted the feedback link. Please go there, provide the feedback. Let us know how we did. Of course, just by doing so, we're going to enter you into a drawing and you get a free, I forget where it's at, a free gift. One of them is a wireless charger. The next one, I will not tell you what it is, but we're shipping that out to you at no charge. And I'm grateful for your participation. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. We will publish this hopefully this month. And I look forward to seeing you guys on the call. Remember, you have until Monday to get on the calendar so you and I can talk about getting you on the same path that you just heard Yovana has started on, continues on, and will continue on. So I look forward to meeting more of you, discussing the opportunities and exploring possibilities. So until next time, automate responsibly, everyone, and I'll see you in the network. Thank you for listening to this episode of the All Systems Go podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. And the thing about Yovana is she's so sincere, right? That was one of the things that really comes out is how sincere she is, and I love her heart. you know, her heart and her mission to give and her drive to help the space and really help these small businesses. I hope that it gave you a more comprehensive view of what investing in yourself as well as mentorship looks like. One of the things I'll never sell to you is that, hey, just make this decision and it'll all work out. It will only work out if you work it out. Okay. So just remember that if you put in the work over time, it will produce the results. What did I say in the podcast? Doing the right thing the right way over time will produce the right result. So some of you just need help figuring out what that right thing is, right? Others, you may be doing the right thing, but not necessarily the right way. And the time factor, it just seems to elude you. And you're wondering, will it ever happen for me? I'm here to tell you, yes, with the right mentorship, the right community, and the right guidance. Yes, Yvonne's story can be yours. Or I should say, your story can be even greater than Yvonne's. So make sure you share today's podcast with somebody who is teetering. You know, maybe they're looking at investing in coaching or mentoring for the first time, or perhaps they have hit some revenue and they know they want to grow, but maybe they're a little afraid to let go in order to receive more. Share this podcast with them. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. That is our goal and our mission, because small businesses are in dire need of marketers with this ability to learn marketing and technology, understand your processes, and deploy automated systems for growth. You heard Yvonne talk about how hard it is to find good help. Okay. So if you like to get connected with community, get around people who are not just talking the talk, but they're walking the walk in a way that will help you get to your desired destination that much faster. Openly sharing tools, strategy, automation building tips. By the way, Yvonne is in there, right? I would extend right now the opportunity for you to speed up your learning curve, rub shoulders with people like myself and Yvonne, and make you better quicker. That is what this community is for you. And it's actually the only place that I am daily, engaging, sharing, discussing episodes, the unfiltered Chris. You know, you get my raw opinions on things, peel back the curtain of what I'm doing. We have monthly automation challenges. It's just a great community to be a part of. And I guarantee you it is worth your time and your investment. So if you're interested in joining, go to automationbridge.com/join. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, this is my invitation to you to subscribe to make sure that you don't miss another episode. Every Thursday, we release new podcast episodes to your app. Wherever you get your podcast, the All Systems Go podcast is there. So make sure you subscribe. And while you're at it, your 5-star rating and your review is greatly appreciated. All of the show notes and podcasts are accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can subscribe there and listen to other episodes. If you would like to be the next guest on the All Systems Go podcast, go to automationbridge.com/podcast and submit your information. We would love to have you on if you're a digital marketing professional or a thought leader in your respective industry, and you know you have something valuable to offer in terms of insight that has proven to produce results or results that you've proven yourself. Please go there, submit your information, and we would love to have you on the podcast to help our listeners have a more comprehensive view of success success with automation in business. All right. So until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.